Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. Then Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me.' So the father divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country, and there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? And here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So the young son set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. His father ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to the slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. The slave replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has got him back safe and sound.' Then the elder son became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But the elder son answered his father, 'Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when the son of yours comes back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' Then the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, great God, might this word spring to life in us, and by your grace, might we live it in the world. We thank you for your word in Jesus the Christ. It's in his name that we pray, by the power of your Holy Spirit. And the people of God together say, amen. This is a story about two sons. A prodigal son is the younger, and the elder is bitter. And both sons are lost. The word prodigal, as we read in our liturgy, means in part to spend money or resources recklessly, profusely, wastefully. That's how the younger son spent his part of the family inheritance. The word prodigal is related to words like profuse and lavish. However you define the word precisely, the prodigal son wasted his money on what Scripture calls dissolute or loose, or the King James Version calls riotous living. In other words, it sounds like one's freshman year in college. I imagine the relationship between these siblings is complicated. Jesus is not letting us in on that relationship. It's not important because we know what's going on. We know about sibling rivalry. We know about families. We come from a family. We know about vying for a father's attention and love. We know this. We've watched soap operas like Sandition, and we're well acquainted with the melodrama of families. My own sons have said, "That's not fair." They've said that a million times. I would give a son a bowl of oatmeal and another son a bowl of Cheerios, and the third son would say, "That's just not fair. I couldn't win as a parent." We know about families. Jesus is talking about something we are experts in. And yet he tells a story that's strange to our ear. Tells a story with a twist and a surprise that even now we just don't see coming. Since this story is called the story of the prodigal son, we might think wrongly that the prodigal son is the star. He's not. There are two acts in this story. The first act, the prodigal son, is a co-star. The second act, the elder son, is a co-star. But in both acts, the father is the star. The father and his welcoming love grab our attention. The father is our hero, the Christ figure, the point of this story. The father loves these complicated sons exactly as they are. I don't know if the story is about radical belonging or radical hospitality, but it is a radical story of grace and love and inclusion and welcome, even against all odds. For their part, both sons are full of argument. The prodigal son argues his way home. He's making a case as an attorney might. He's going to tell his father, "Look, I've sinned against you and the whole wide world and God, and if you would just take me back, let me make my case to you. I'm your flesh and blood. If you would just take me back and let me live as a slave, just I would like bread to eat instead of the pods I was feeding to these pigs." So he's full of this argument, and yet before he has hardly a chance to get it out of his mouth, his father does what? Runs out to greet him. Hushes his words with the selection of a robe and a ring and a party and a dance. The elder son has an argument too. And his argument is ours. And that is what my sons used to say to me. "It's not fair. This party, this welcome, this overlooking his waywardness, it's not fair. I've been here all along. I've been working hard and faithfully and diligently. And you, it seems, would overlook this." And he goes out in riotous living, wastes all he has, which really was yours. And you welcome him home? That's not fair. And we all know the elder son is right. It's not. But this isn't a story about what's fair. This is a story about God's grace. The father could have said to the younger son, you've wronged me, you've hurt our family reputation, you've brought shame upon this house by taking your inheritance and leaving early. And for that, you deserve to be punished and not even to be welcomed home. Home was the place you left. And to the elder son, the father could have said something like, you are right, this isn't fair, that boy has indeed offended our honor, and it would be fair and perhaps right in some metrics to cut him off and to send him away. But again, it's not a story about what's fair. It's not a story about the way the world measures things. It's not a story about what might make for good human law. This is a story about something else. It's a story about what's not expected. It's a story about something bigger. It's a story about God's mercy. Both sons are flawed. Neither is perfect, but the Father loves them both anyway, and He shows them mercy. Unexpected mercy, both of them. And that's exactly Jesus' point. That's the kind of parent God is, of course. That's the point. Abounding in steadfast love and mercy. God is always eager to forgive. God is always eager to welcome. God is always able to receive us. You can talk to some people who've lived such lives that they believe this can't apply to them. That they somehow have done or been something beyond the reach of God's grace and forgiveness. And that this welcome couldn't possibly belong to them at all. But that's the point. There is no place where one can go beyond the grace of God's love. No matter what we've done to injure God and injure our neighbor, God is able and eager to receive us. God welcomes us no matter what. God loves us no matter what. God's love is extravagant. God's love for the prodigal son, for the elder son, for you, for me, the world. We get Jesus' point, don't we? We get Jesus' point that this is how God loves the world, with grace. But do we get Jesus' sideways point? Do we get Jesus' sideways point? That as the Father in this story loved His sons and showed mercy to them, this is how we are supposed to treat the world. May God help us. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.